Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Displacement by Jake Biddle examines how climate change is reshaping where Americans can safely live, work, and build stable communities. Rather than treating climate impacts as distant abstractions, the book connects wildfires, hurricanes, extreme heat, drought, and flooding to practical pressures on housing, insurance, public finance, and infrastructure. Biddle focuses on migration as an emerging reality, not a single mass exodus, but a patchwork of moves driven by repeated disasters, rising costs, and the slow erosion of livability. He explores how government policies, private markets, and historic inequities will influence who gets help to adapt, who is pushed to leave, and which regions become magnets for newcomers. The result is a grounded account of climate risk in everyday life, with attention to the political choices that will determine whether relocation becomes chaotic and unequal or planned and humane. It frames displacement as a major domestic issue hiding in plain sight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, climate change turns disasters into long-term relocation pressures. A central idea is that climate migration rarely looks like a single dramatic departure. It builds through repeat events and compounding disruptions that steadily narrow people's options. Wildfires can erase entire neighborhoods and make rebuilding prohibitively expensive. Hurricanes and inland flooding can repeatedly damage homes, undermine local tax bases, and strain municipal services. Extreme heat can raise health risks and energy bills while lowering outdoor work capacity and stressing power grids. Drought can weaken regional economies and raise water conflict, while sea level rise slowly converts routine high tides into chronic flooding. The book emphasizes that these hazards interact with human systems. Zoning choices that place homes in risky areas, aging infrastructure, and uneven emergency response. Over time, temporary evacuation becomes permanent relocation when repair costs, lost jobs, and school disruption add up. This topic also highlights that the strongest driver is often not fear of climate change in the abstract but practical hardship, such as escalating insurance premiums, repeated months of smoke, or the inability to secure a mortgage. Migration becomes a rational response to risk and uncertainty, even for families deeply attached to place. Secondly, housing, insurance, and finance decide who can stay and who must go. The book links displacement to the mechanics of money, especially in housing markets. When climate risk rises, insurers reassess exposure, premiums increase, and some areas face limited coverage options. Without insurance, mortgages become harder to obtain, property values can fall, and rebuilding after a disaster becomes less feasible. Meanwhile, government disaster aid and rebuilding programs can unintentionally reinforce risk by subsidizing reconstruction in hazard-prone zones, while renters and lower-income households may receive less durable support. Biddle explores how these financial signals can push households out long before a place becomes physically uninhabitable. A community may still exist on the map, but it becomes unlivable economically. He also draws attention to the ripple effects. Local governments rely on property taxes, so declining values and repeated damage can erode budgets for schools, roads, and emergency services, which further reduces quality of life and accelerates departure. Investors and developers may retreat from high-risk areas, or alternately profit from rebuilding cycles, intensifying inequities. In this framing, climate migration is shaped as much by underwriting, lending, and public subsidies as by storms and fires. Thirdly, unequal vulnerability and the legacy of planning decisions, a major theme is that displacement will not be evenly distributed. People with savings, strong credit, and flexible jobs can often relocate earlier and with more choice, while others face constrained options and higher harm. Historic and ongoing inequities influence who lives in floodplains, in heat-vulnerable neighborhoods with fewer trees, or in areas near industrial hazards that can worsen after storms. The book examines how past planning decisions, including segregation patterns and uneven infrastructure investment, leave certain communities with weaker protections and fewer resources to recover. Renters may be forced out by rising rents after disasters or by redevelopment that prices them out, even when they did not own damaged property. Indigenous communities and rural towns can face unique threats when land and water are central to identity and livelihood, making relocation emotionally and culturally costly. This topic also covers how aid systems can privilege those who are best positioned to navigate bureaucracy, document losses, and wait for reimbursements. By focusing on distributional impacts, the book argues that the next era of American migration will test fairness, whether policy will reduce harm for the most exposed or amplify existing gaps through unequal recovery and unequal mobility. Fourthly, managed retreat versus rebuilding and the politics of place. Another important topic is the tension between rebuilding after disasters and planning relocation from high-risk zones. Communities often prefer to restore what was lost, supported by federal and state funds, local pride, and political incentives. Yet repeated rebuilding can become a cycle of loss that drains budgets and endangers residents. The book lays out the concept of managed retreat, meaning deliberate, publicly supported relocation of people and infrastructure from areas that cannot be defended affordably over time. It also examines why managed retreat is hard: property rights conflicts, attachment to home, fear of lost tax revenue, and the stigma of surrender. Governments may avoid the term and pursue quieter buyout programs, but these can be slow, underfunded, and uneven. Biddle emphasizes that retreat is not only about coastlines, river floods, wildfire corridors, and permafrost-affected regions can also prompt relocation decisions. This topic highlights the political bargaining involved in deciding which places get levees, fire mitigation, or resilient rebuilding, and which places are encouraged to move. The book frames these choices as governance challenges where transparency, compensation, and community consent matter as much as engineering. Lastly, receiving regions and the chance to build climate-resilient growth. The book does not treat migration only as loss. It also examines where people will go and how destination regions can prepare. As risk rises in certain coastal, arid, or fire-prone areas, other places may see increased demand for housing, jobs, and services. That growth can be stabilizing if managed well, but destabilizing if it triggers housing shortages, infrastructure overload, and social tension. Biddle explores the idea that the United States has choices. It can allow climate-driven moves to intensify sprawl and inequality, or it can plan for resilient, inclusive development in safer areas. Preparation can include updating zoning to allow more housing, investing in transit and utilities, strengthening health systems for heat, and ensuring that new development avoids repeating old risk patterns. The topic also covers the need for accurate risk information so households and local governments can make informed decisions, as well as the importance of jobs and social networks in successful relocation. By focusing on destination planning, the book suggests that the next American migration can be guided toward opportunity rather than desperation, but only if public policy anticipates movement instead of reacting after crisis. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand climate change as a near-term domestic issue that affects housing, local economies, public budgets, and family decisions about where to live. It will appeal to homeowners and renters in risk-prone regions, as well as professionals in real estate, insurance, urban planning, emergency management, and public policy. The benefit is practical clarity. It helps readers see how climate hazards translate into everyday constraints such as rising premiums, rebuilding dilemmas, disrupted schooling, and shrinking municipal services. It also encourages more informed choices about risk, preparedness, and civic engagement by showing that displacement is shaped by policy, not only by weather. Compared with many climate books that focus on global emissions or future scenarios, The Great Displacement emphasizes the American systems that already govern recovery, relocation, and development. That grounded focus makes it especially worth buying for anyone who wants to connect climate science to concrete outcomes in neighborhoods and markets. It also stands out by treating migration as a spectrum, from subtle financial pressure to forced retreat, and by highlighting how fair planning can reduce harm while guiding growth in safer regions. If you would like to support Jake Biddle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.